What is your first waking thought each day? When our 3-year-old grandson stays at our house overnight, he calls for me first thing in the morning, so I would imagine that he wakes up thinking, I'm at Nana and Papa's house, and I hope we go to Coffee Bean today and get a donut with sprinkles on it. Since retirement, my days don't have the same kind of routine as they did when I was serving the church. And often, I must admit that my first thought tends to be a question. What day is this? And then next, what am I doing today? Am I looking forward to it or not? Is this that day that I have to accomplish that task that I have been putting off until tomorrow? The words that were in our responsive reading this morning captured my imagination when I discovered them in a recent Christian Century magazine. Reverend Haejong Lee admits that each day does hold tension and uncertainty. But then she adds, our day is also held up by a love that knows no end. A love that knows no end. Grace. God's unconditional love for every one of us meets us at the beginning of every day. John Wesley had a wonderful doctrine called prevenient grace. Prevenient means going before. So prevenient grace is the love that God has for us even before we are aware of it. It's a love that is not dependent on us. It's a love that God has for us from the time we are born all the way through our life's journey. Persons who desire to go into the ministry as United Methodist pastors have to be able to answer that question about prevenient grace. They have to know exactly what that's all about, or the committee that is interviewing them says, you need to study that some more before you become a United Methodist pastor, because this is what John Wesley believed, and it's such an important part of our United Methodist doctrine that God loves us all the way through our life's journey. It's the heart of the Christian message. The God of love welcomes us to each new day. Every one of us. Our days begin with God's grace and blessing. Love first. And as we are loved, God calls us to be agents of love and grace for others. In a devotional publication, actually it was the Upper Room's Discipline, I read a piece that Marion Wright Edelman, who was the founder of the Children's Defense Fund, she described her parents and the ways in which they were a wonderful voice for the poor, for minority people, and for the crippled. And she said her parents really lived a life that expressed active following in the footsteps of Jesus' way. She said over the years they welcomed 12 foster children into their home. They created and ran a home for the aged. They loved the left out and they cared for the brokenhearted. In the segregated South of Marion's childhood, they worked hard so that every child knew himself or herself to be a beloved child of God. Then she wrote about when her mama died. She said her brother preached a wonderful sermon at her mother's funeral, but the best tribute to her life lived after the example of Christ's grace was the presence in the back pew of the town drunk. Someone said he hadn't been in the church for years, but this woman had taught him that he is loved, and he was there in the church to give tribute to her life and to be aware again of the love and the grace that God had for him. The God of love welcomes each of us to a new day. Love first. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell the story of the parents bringing their children to Jesus. And Luke writes that even infants were brought to Jesus for blessing. The scripture that we used for this morning isn't the normal lectionary scripture that would have been used for today, but because we were having a baptism, I just felt like I wanted to remember again those beautiful words of Jesus saying, "Let the children come to me." And I chose Luke's gospel because he talks about the infants being brought to Jesus for the blessing. In the United Methodist Church, we baptize infants and children because we believe that before a baby can do anything, God claims that child for relationship. The radical message of the gospel is that God loves every one of us, even when we're not aware of it. God loves us from the time of our birth, from the time of our creation. We baptize infants and children to say, "We believe you are a child of God. And you are now an inheritor of all the promises of the gospel, and we are going to raise you that way. We, as a church, are going to teach you how to live as a child of God with that kind of dignity and sense of worth and importance in life, so that someday you will come to realize for yourself how much God loves you." And I see little Mason over here still sleeping peacefully. And we all know how much God loves this little child. Baptism is a lifetime journey of grace in which we are all held up by a love that knows no end. And in the United Methodist Church, the sacrament of holy baptism is a one-time celebration of grace because we are saying to the child that you belong to God and you are God's child for the rest of your journey. So this morning, Mason is placed within this gracious community of caring people and a network of accountability for a way of life. Our granddaughter Claire was baptized as an infant, and she is now 6 years into her journey with God's ever-present love. She and her mom live in Connecticut, and they were out here visiting with us for a few weeks ago. We had a wonderful time together doing all the fun things that families do. We went to Legoland and visited the parks. We went to visit the other cousins. But the time that I will forever hold close to my heart was the meal that we shared together the night that we arrived back home from the trip down to San Diego and Legoland. First, I must tell you that I was feeling a bit stressed while I was getting the meal on the table. Not only did it seem that there was clutter everywhere, suitcases, laundry, mail, newspapers that had collected over the days when we had been gone. I don't do well with clutter. But in addition to that, as I was working out in the kitchen on dinner, a little mouse scurried across the kitchen floor. Evidently, the mice had taken over our house while we were gone. Now, they were cute little mice, but I didn't particularly enjoy having it run around the kitchen. Well, when we finally sat down for the meal, I asked, who would like to say the prayer? Well, Claire, the 6-year-old, volunteered. I don't remember any of the words from her prayer. It was a conversation she was having with God. And it was a much longer prayer than we normally have at mealtime. But what I do remember is that as she spoke with God, the stress level that I had been feeling gave way to a sense of joy and peace and the awareness of God's grace and presence there with us at the table. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus blesses children, and through the children, we are blessed. Soon we will join with our brothers and sisters around the global table of our Lord. And as we receive the bread of life and the cup of grace, I pray that each one of us will be blessed with the assurance that our days are held up by a love that knows no end. And may the love that we have experienced overflow to all whom we encounter. Amen.